Now the prince was dashed by doubts and worries. He began to wonder if his father's ghost had really appeared. Maybe it had been a vision from the devil instead. After all, the thought of murdering Claudius, vile and hated though he was, still repelled Hamlet. But soon he struck upon an idea. A company of traveling actors visited Elsinore, and Hamlet persuaded them to perform a murder scene that was actually a reenactment of the death of the old king. He was sure that if Claudius and Gertrude had in fact killed his father, their guilt would play on their faces and show in their actions. The play proceeded. Sure enough, Claudius became so unnerved both by the drama and by Hamlet's sly, taunting comments that he stormed from the performance with Gertrude close behind. Gertrude immediately sent for her insolent son. When he visited her in her room to discuss the matter, Polonius was hidden behind a curtain, listening. Soon the exchange between mother and son grew more heated and violent. When Polonius cried out for the gods, Hamlet, thinking he was Claudius, stabbed through the curtain and killed him. Amid this confusion, the ghost of Hamlet's father once more appeared, invisible to Gertrude, and again reminded his son of his original commission to kill Claudius. With renewed determination, Hamlet gripped his dagger and made for Claudius's bedchamber. But when he entered the room, prepared at last to do the deed, he found Claudius praying. This undid the prince's resolve. He could not slay this man while in the posture of supplication to God. A prayerful soul, he reasoned, would be swept straight to heaven, and Claudius deserved nothing higher than hell. So the prince once again delayed his revenge. Now Claudius, seeing the danger he was in, ordered that Hamlet be hurried off to England on the next possible ship. Again, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern were commissioned to carry out this errand, which secretly included orders for the murder of the prince on his arrival. Several days before Hamlet was taken aboard ship, he witnessed a conquering Norwegian army marching past en route to a distant battle. Their leader captain was young Fortinbras, whose father had once lost many skirmishes and much property to Hamlet's own father. In harmony with his threats to invade Denmark to avenge these losses, Fortinbras, a delicate and tender prince, was now dutifully acting on his father's wishes. Hamlet felt ashamed that he lacked equal willpower and character in response to filial duty. As Hamlet was departing for England, Laertes, Polonius's hot-tempered son, arrived from Paris, seeking his own revenge. Enraged that Ophelia, his own sister, would allow Hamlet to escape unpunished, he lashed into her. Ophelia, now rejected by her banished lover and driven to madness by feelings of guilt borrowed from an embittered brother, drowned herself. Hamlet, sensing a plot against his life, had altered his guard's orders. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, not he, were killed by assassins on touching English soil. The prince sent word back to Denmark that he had been captured by pirates and soon would be returning to his home. Claudius was dismayed to learn that his plans to do away with his pesky stepson had gone awry. So, together with Laertes, he hatched a new plan. Laertes would challenge Hamlet to a duel and kill him with a poison-tipped foil. If the fencing match failed to do the trick, a poison-spiked drink would be in easy reach of the dueler. One way or another, meddling Prince Hamlet would be no more. Upon Hamlet's return, he and Horatio stood in a churchyard, discussing the prince's perilous journey. In the distance, they spied a funeral procession. The two concealed themselves and looked on at the passage of Ophelia's funeral train, led by Laertes, pompously bewailing his dead sister. Unable to endure such a false and pretentious display, Hamlet leapt out of hiding and lunged toward Laertes. Both men were restrained, but not until after the challenge to duel was made and accepted. To diminish suspicion that he was in any way involved with the plot, King Claudius bet heavily on the practiced swordsman Hamlet. Then, according to plan, poison was dripped onto Laertes' rapier and into the convenient cup. But things soon began to miscarry. First, the unsuspecting Gertrude raised and drank from the poison-laced cup in a toast to her son. In the contest that followed, Laertes wounded Hamlet, and Hamlet in turn fatally pierced Laertes. Then, as the queen fell to the ground crying, the drink, I am poisoned, Hamlet demanded that the treachery be revealed. At this, dying Laertes spoke up and exposed the plot, the poisoned wine and the venom-tipped foil, whose effects Hamlet would soon feel. Laertes further divulged that the king's to blame. Claudius had authored the entire miserable scene.